The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who issues from the Father, he will be my witness. And you too will be witnesses, because you have been with me from the outset. I still have many things to say to you, but they will be too much for you now. But when the Spirit of truth comes, he will lead you to the complete truth, since he will not be speaking as from himself, but will say only what he has learnt, and he will tell you of the things to come. He will glorify me, since all he tells you will be taken from what is mine. Everything the Father has is mine. That is why I said, all he tells you will be taken from what is mine." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I think we've certainly known something about the wind in the last couple of days. Watching the huge tree in the garden, I was quite anxious that it wasn't going to split in two. One would hit this wall and one would just about miss the house. Because often we think of March and October as the times for the powerful winds, but there we've had them the last couple of days. And of course it's wind that's one of the images that's powerful in that first reading from Acts. It speaks about the power. And of course we're getting more and more used to wind turbines as a source of power. I don't want to go down the pros and cons of all that. It's just something that we are made aware of, because when we travel around the county, you see there the turbines, particularly on the A30 towards Truro. And it says that the noise and the sound of the wind filled the entire house. That's always a reminder that when Mary anointed the feet of Jesus with the ointment, it says that the house was full of the scent of the ointment. Seems that where the Lord is, there's a fullness. If you don't believe me, think of when there's the feeding the 5,000. They gather up the 12 baskets of scraps remaining, the 12 tribes of Israel. There's a fullness wherever it is. So the Spirit of God fills the whole place. Of course, for us, the last couple of days, the strange thing about the wind was that it was a warm wind. Unusual, because we usually have one of those sneaky winds, a lazy wind that goes through you, not round you. It's more like an icy blast. But no, this was a warm wind. And yet on a hot, sultry day, we long for that, not a strong wind, but a gentle zephyr that just makes life a bit more bearable. That's why we need to think of the different sorts of wind, because they're all part of the images of the Holy Spirit. Because it can disturb us. We can be anxious of what it may do. It can frighten. It can be blown about in the wind. It can soothe. Whatever it is, the wind is power, and it doesn't leave wherever it's been totally unchanged. But of course, the other element we're mentioned in the Acts is that fire. And of course, the effects that fire has: warmth, heat, light. Again, effects for good. But we know equally true there can be effects for bad. Just as a heap of ashes left after a huge bonfire, all there is left, just those ashes. Or think of the heath or a forest fire and the destruction there. But equally, after it, the new life that rises. Or in the autumn time, the burning off of the fields, the destruction of the old, in order to provide a facility for the new. So the Acts of the Apostles puts these two elements together. And you know only too well the effect that a strong wind and fire can be totally change everything, change radically. Well, that's the image Luke is trying to get to you from that Acts of the Apostles. The apostles were totally changed when the power of the Spirit came upon them. They were shaken out of their fears, and they became totally changed and sustained because they knew with the power of God they could do everything and anything. And so they become different men and women empowered by that Holy Spirit. And that Spirit empowers the followers of Jesus to go out and to change the world. It's in year B we got that reading from Galatians. And of course, sometimes when we hear some of the things, fornication, indecency, sexual irresponsibility, sorcery, feuds, wrangling, jealousy, bad temper, quarrels, disagreements, factions, envy, drunkenness, or you think modern society. No, society has always been wherever it was. When Paul was writing to Corinth, it was exactly that. When he was writing to the Galatians, it was exactly that. Times don't change. But thrown into it all is the fruits of the Spirit. The Spirit that we pray for, the gifts that may come in, that needs to change us, the power, the wind, the fire, to burn out that, in order that we may produce the fruits. The fruits. And they're the ones of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness. And after today, we go back to green time. Although, of course, the next few Sundays we've got various things coming up, like Trinity and Corpus Christi. But it's green time on weekdays. And it's really saying, you're empowered with the Spirit, clearing ourselves out so that those fruits of the Spirit may have room to grow and to grow and be within us. So well, on this day do we pray, come, Holy Spirit, fill and renew the face of the earth.